Yeah, so I mean, goalies are voodoo, and you know, that's a thing that gets thrown around in hockey Twitter all the time, and I include it in my little caption for the chart as well, that goalies from year to year, the goals saved above average doesn't, you know, hyper predict what they're going to do in the next season. There's a lot of randomness that plagues goaltending and then the team around them, the shots they face. And so, you know, we're always looking for that perfect goalie metric, and it's definitely a work in progress. Like you said, Hellebuck fared pretty well by the goals saved above average, which is, you know, what kind of shots did he face? What was the expected value of all those shots? And did he stop more than we would expect based on what he was facing? And last year he did. This year he's, you know, sort of breaking even. He's hanging right around just a little bit under average, actually, hanging out with Tuukka Rask, Crawford, Sergei Bobrovsky, who was really awful early and has kind of rounded into form. And so what it tells us about Hellebuck is that if you replaced him with a league average goaltender, you could say maybe Ben Bishop, for example, right now is about league average. If you replaced Hellebuck with average, you would save maybe one goal so far this season. So, you know, he's basically an average goaltender. It's not surprising that that's where he's wound up this year after last season, because the Jets are giving up more quality than they did last year. And so if he continues to face a heavier and more dangerous workload as he has, I wouldn't be surprised if he continues to kind of hang around average this season. And it wouldn't be the end of the world if Winnipeg can kind of turn themselves around and generate more for themselves.